2EC and Merimbula proudly put up the town's Christmas tree ahead of the magical Merimbula Christmas night last Friday, only to have the Christmas tree vandalised on Saturday night. And joining us now on 2EC to tell us more about it is the Merimbula Chamber of Commerce President Nigel Ayling. G'day, Nigel.
Good morning.
So take us back to Friday. Yeah, take us through what happened from there.
Yeah, we had the Christmas tree put up last week, obviously, for the big Christmas celebrations that we were having on Friday. And, you know, that all went off well. And then I think it was actually Sunday morning, one of the retailers that operate down there near the Visitor Information Centre where the tree is messaged us and said that the top of the tree was broken and looked like there was some other damage. Upon a bit of investigation, we could see that somebody had caused some damage and vandalised the tree.
Yeah, there's video, like CCTV footage of the vandals that we've shared on the 2EC Facebook page. How's the chamber and the volunteers that have organised the putting up of the tree feeling about this?
It's just so against the spirit of Christmas. I mean, the chamber received this tree last year as a donation from Merimbula Special Events Committee. It's worth over $3,000. We all put a lot of time and effort into putting it up and getting the lights on it and, you know, making the town look great. And then for somebody to come along and willfully damage that is just, you know, astounding.
We're chatting to Nigel Ayling, the Bega Chamber of Commerce president, after the Merimbula Town Christmas tree was vandalised a day after it was put up. Nigel, what would be your message to the vandals if they are listening, or to those who may know the identity of the vandals?
Well, we've handed the footage over to the police. We've also posted on social media and said if anybody recognises these people to contact the police. You know, it's just really disappointing. And, you know, again, for people to willfully damage something like that, that is really, you know, it's all about the community. It's all about trying to support the community and get everybody through what's been a pretty horrible year and, you know, enjoy the celebrations. For somebody to do that is just, you know, I'm dumbfounded. So, yeah, if anybody recognises the people or knows them, yeah, please contact police. And hopefully they'll, you know, they'll think twice about doing something this stupid again.
I drove past the tree yesterday and it is looking a bit sad now with no star on top, and obviously you can see a bit of the damage there. Are there plans to replace the star, or are you just hoping that those that stole it will come forward and it'll be returned?
No, we will replace it, and we're waiting for somebody to come and have a look at fixing it. But yeah, like everything, we're a volunteer organisation. We rely on the help of our volunteers, but you know, we appreciate all the work that, you know, the volunteers and the community do to try and make these things good for the rest of the community. It's just a shame a few people spoil it.
Nigel, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Nigel, thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to getting the star back on the tree whenever that may be, and hopefully it's staying there.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
President of the Merimbula Chamber of Commerce, Nigel Ayling, joining us there on 2EC. And if you do have any information about the vandalised Christmas tree in Merimbula, please notify police. 2EC.